This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Man, does Highfield look good today. He's got this aqua tie that brings out his eyes. Look at that. Look, it's like the perfect color of his eyes.
He's got a little bit of a glow. Maybe he's got a little sun in the last couple of weeks with the nice weather.
Man. He's out of there. Yeah. Vapor trail for him. He is out of there as soon as he's done with Pittsburgh Today Live.
Yep.
See you later weekend time. I am laying out. Rooftop deck for Highfield. Laying out.
Holy
motto.
Although,
it's going to rain. So I don't know, but man, is he good? This show is so good. Anyway, the news and then the Pittsburgh Today Live. They both have Aqua on today. Did you notice that?
You think they coordinated?
Heather, you know what though? They do a lot. I've noticed this. And because we don't have the sound on either the news or Pittsburgh Today Live. A lot of times it means something. Like if they have red on, it's for heart. Like if they have if they have blue on, it's for like pancreatic cancer or something.
Yeah. I
don't know if
teal is for aqua.
If teal means something, I'm gonna have to send a tweet. If somebody knows, text us 412-928-9370. They have the same color on today, so I bet it's for a cause, in a worthy and a good one. It may not be, but that's my guess. All right, I'm watching golf yesterday. Okay, and I was watching Shane Lowry, who's just kind of hilarious. He's like an everyday dude.
Right.
So you get Shane Lowry, but then you get like Matthew Wolff. And he gets up to the ball right before he swings. He does that little, like, double cock kind of thing. Yeah, and it drives me nuts. And then you have the guys that are, like, real official. You know, like the real official Johnny Golfer. You know, like, I'm a golfer, and I'm a golfer, and I'm a country club guy. Is that – if you were to be a professional athlete in any realm, that has got to be the way to go. Country club life.
Yep.
Nobody makes any physical contact with you, right? You eat it's exquisite meals.
Oh, you're treated like a king.
NetJet travel a lot of times.
Yep.
Right? You go and you are at places where you're walking, you're out. The people are there, but they're not on top of you. Okay?
Right.
And you're playing practice rounds. And there's a lot of times you can go places within town. And you could be like take some of these guys, for example, like, I don't know, Cameron Smith or people like that. Guys could go into town or wherever the event is. These guys are millionaires. No, regular Joe has no idea who the hell this person is.
Yeah, like Max Homa, for example.
Yes.
People know him on social media, but they don't know what he looks like. Max Homa could walk up to you in the street today, punch you in the nose, you'd have no idea who he was.
Right. Said, I made X amount of dollars last year. Oh, right. Playing golf. Oh, what?
Yeah.
Yeah. If you were to be a professional athlete, there is no other sport better than golf. Absolutely.
You're probably right. The only one that's close, and I just for argument's sake, the third string quarterback in the NFL.
You know, Ramon Foster sent me a message about that the other day. We were going back and forth about Dobbs, and he goes, Dobbs, all he has to do is maybe get hit a couple times in the preseason, and he stands there. He's going to stand there until NASA says, all right, time to work for us.
And he still gets to do what he loves to do. Like, he gets to practice, you know, scout team and that kind of stuff. Okay, yeah. But you really don't have – I mean, look,
you know,
was it, the Texans or the Eagles last year that had their third-string quarterback living in North Carolina,
yeah, coaching a high school football team?
Right.
By the way, big congratulations to Bruce Gradkowski, who's coaching a high school football team in Toledo. Love it. The only one that's close to this, although you have to exert far more physical effort than golf, if you're good at tennis, you can make a ton. And it's that same kind of country club lifestyle.
You're right. That is a lot more physical effort than golf.
Way more. You got to stand out there in a beating sun for 5 hours.
And by the time you're 45, your knees are blown.
Right. Here's a text. Except golf is a wussy sport.
Okay.
Maybe, but that money isn't wussy.
Them wusses are rich.
Right. Real rich. Real rich. And I bet the person texting that, Brooks Koepka could kick their ass. DeChambeau, probably.
Maybe.
Francesco Molinari, probably not.
Maybe, but it's some badass weightlifter dude.
I don't know. Maybe it's some
MMA fighter. I don't know.
Now, baseball is great because it's guaranteed money, but the grind to get there stinks.
The travel,
Well, the travel isn't terrible at the major league level, but nobody wants to grind through Greensboro and Asheville and everywhere else. That stinks. And everybody plays in the minor leagues. I mean, even if it's just if you're fast-tracked,
you're going to spend some time on a bus.
Yes, that stinks. Football, it is a crime. It is a crime in our sports society what football players are paid comparative to what they risk. It is a total crime.
When guys complain about their union, they're pretty well-founded in their complaints.
You know, the American public says, oh, overpaid crybabies or whatever. Everybody in our country stops what they're doing on Sunday and watches football.
Yeah.
And some dude who risks paralysis makes $500,000. That's not right.
Or is there for like a month and makes like $110,000 and then gets cut and then is just done for the year. Or like gets hurt and gets an injury settlement and his career is over.
I know.
And he
goes
back to having to teach gym class in his hometown.
I'm not saying they're not paid well. I'm just saying they're not paid well enough for what they do and how much we consume it and how much the advertising dollars and how much the owners make. Those guys are screwed. So you could take that off the list. Hockey, warriors, total warriors. Guys putting their teeth, doing their own root canals on the bench. They're crazy, and it's guaranteed contracts, so I get it.
Yeah, but you've got the violence of football with basically half the travel of baseball. And again, I know they get taken care of on the road.
I don't want that.
But it's a long season. Think about it. You get to camp in September, and if you run deep into the playoffs, you're not done until Memorial Day or so. That's all. You get a little bit of summertime, but then you're right back on the ice.
Yep, and an NBA is the roster spots are so limited that I think unless you're one of the very top guys, that you're constantly worried about getting cut.
No, golf or third string NFL quarterback.
We nailed it. Yeah. Golf is the best life to live.
Yeah.
A caddy is actually, you got to do some work.
Yeah.
You know, but it's not as egregious as you think.
Or punter.
Punter's pretty good, although punter has gotten into, for a lot of guys, much like long snapper, they'll cycle you out as soon as they can get somebody cheaper.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know, if you can make it on tour as even like a top 60 guy and just keep catching tour cards and keep staying
keep on cashing checks.
Oh, is that the life?
Yep.
Is that the life? And I mean, dare I say, are you still allowed to say this in society? There's a lot of beautiful women around country clubs, you know? I mean,
there's a lot of fringe benefits, I would imagine.
I mean, you're just
single guys.
Yes. It's like
single women on the LPGA tour for that matter. Who knows?
There you go. NASCAR driver. That's a text here. That's fun in games unless you wreck.
I don't like the fact that one little tiny miscorrection on the steering wheel or going into a turn and I could be hurtling towards a brick wall at 180 miles
an hour. Yeah, that's tough. That's a tough one. And they generally win, like those walls.
The wall usually, they're somewhat undefeated.
The impact of certain testing on the competitive balance of the NFL. We get into that at 7 o'clock. You're going to want to hear this conversation because Chris and I kind of hashed it out a little bit before the show today. And I think that there's a choice people need to make. It can really impact winning and losing football games, Chris.
For an entire team, not just for that specific person.
Absolutely. That's coming up at 7 o'clock. But every day at about this time, we do this.
Come on, everybody, let's tweet.
Yeah.
Twitter it.
Tweets that are rocking. It's time for the Fan Morning Show's Twitter poll.
Daily Twitter poll from yesterday. Check it out. Should NFL players who aren't vaccinated have to be tested daily this upcoming season? 58.1% of you say yes. If you're not vaccinated, you should get tested every day. 41.9% of the respondents say no. Today's Daily Twitter poll, vote when you get an opportunity. Simply, and this is the weekend Twitter poll, just two words, better QB, .. Rudolph Haskins, 60.9% of you say Haskins, 39.1% of you say Rudolph. We'll talk about Haskins a little bit later on in at about 8:30 or so. Let me throw a name at you. You tell me if you know who this is.
Okay.
Ready? Nick McKellar. Who is Nick McKellar?
Don't know Nick McKellar.
No, not...
Not Kyle Keller.
Not Kyle Keller. Not Mitch Keller. Nick McKellar.
I don't know him. Who is he?
Nick McKellar is a Suns fan.
Okay. Oh, I know who he is now.
Suns in four guy. So Nick McKellar was at a game. He's alleged to have been kind of minding his own business. Mm-hmm. But they're going back and forth, a little bit of lighthearted sort of trash talk. I like the Suns. You like the Jazz. I like the Suns. You like the Jazz. These two Jazz fans are sitting behind him. You've seen the video by now. They have the higher ground.
Nuggets fans, right?
Pardon me, did I say Utah? Yeah, I just can't stand the Utah fans, so I always take it out of them.
Throw the Nuggets fans,
two of these Denver fans are on the row behind them, and they're kind of giving them guff, and they take it too far, apparently. They have the higher ground, and they decide they want to get into a fight and still lose. McKellar reaches up and knocks one of them in the face. He goes and he walks off. He's like, I don't want any. His other buddy comes in. He gives him an uppercut twice. This is captured on video in the stands. People are clearing out a little. Whoa, hey.
Yeah.
The guy, McKellar, who is a row lower, alleged, hey, these guys kind of attacked me. And we got, no, there were plenty of opportunities, I thought, to kind of disengage and
de-escalate the situation.
And stop. But it didn't turn into a wild brawl. It was one on two, and the guy won who was one on two. And the camera's pointing at him, and he goes into it. Suns in four. And he's become kind of this cult hero.
Mm-hmm.
So now Devin Booker from the Suns is giving him, he goes, I got to find out who this guy is. He's giving him tickets to the conference game in the conference finals, and he's also giving him a signed jersey and various other Suns memorabilia. It's right on that edge for me. Now, the guy alleged he did nothing wrong but defend himself. There are people out there who are saying, we're celebrating a guy who was in a fight, in a fight video inside an arena, and we're trying to quell all this stuff.
Right.
You know, and this is a really high-profile player in a league and in a team that, if you don't have a team in the NBA right now, you're rooting for the Suns, right? The story's great.
Right.
And so, again, I can be swayed either way. Is it a little bit barstool-y that they're celebrating this guy? Probably.
Yeah, and I can embrace that a little bit, but I draw the line, and not like a hard line in the sand, but I draw the line a little bit at, we're going to have a player send this guy free tickets, and the team is going to celebrate somebody knocking somebody else out in the stands. Because regardless of whether he's the one that started the fight or not, I don't think we want to encourage people that, hey, the next time somebody approaches you and gets in your face at a game, get in a fight, and maybe one of the players will find out about it, and you'll get free tickets to a game. Like, that seems... It's a slippery slope towards that
angle. That's where I am on it. That's why I'm on the fence, you know? Are people dumb enough to think if I get in a fight that it'll get me something? Probably not. But is the message sent the right one? Probably not. Then again, it's not the official team message. It's just one that's disseminated by a player. There's just a lot there. As they say, and people like to say too much on sports talk radio, there's a lot to unpack.
Right.
And there is here. Could he have celebrated it in private form? Maybe. Devin Booker. But I don't want to be a prude. I don't want to be the guy, you're the no fun guy, because I am for fun. But I don't know if we
should. But I don't need more confrontation in arenas and venues. I don't. And look, again, I understand this guy didn't start the confrontation.
Yeah, they said people are saying that maybe he spilled his drink on him or poured his drink on him.
Okay. Somebody spills their drink on me or pours their drink on me, I'm not looking to start a physical confrontation. I'm sorry. I'm not. I'm just not that guy. And so I don't know if we want to necessarily encourage people who maybe have a hair trigger temper, who maybe you're looking for a fight anyway, to think that there may be some sort of positive byproduct from getting in a fight in the stands. Like, oh, maybe the star of the team will find out about it and hook me up with an autographed jersey. In a lot of cases, it's people who think, especially when they see the cell phone cameras come out,
right,
just think, oh man, this will end up on social media. Everybody will know about me now.
Don't take the law in your own hands. You take them to court. Like the old people's court tagline.
Dun, dun, dun.
So again, I'm on the fence. I can understand the guy's actions. I get it. People are just, I wouldn't react that way. But guy spills a drink on somebody, everybody reacts different ways. Mm-hmm. Or throws a drink on somebody, you get into it. It's not worth it in my life. Like, it's just not worth it.
I don't think it's worth it in a lot of people's, in society in general, to escalate the situation. Because you don't know how far it's going to get escalated. You don't know how crazy that other person is. Mm-hmm. So just de-escalate the situation and walk away if you can. And so I think whether Devin Booker means to or not, or whether Devin Booker's just trying to have fun with the whole thing, the whole Suns in four thing right now. They're printing T-shirts and everything. And I get that. That is the fun part of it. But I don't know if you necessarily want to encourage people who are already trending in the direction of acting like knuckleheads at games to act to be even more likely to act like knuckleheads at games.
Yeah, I can be swayed. It's not good to not have a hard take on this, but I don't have a hard take on it. I'm kind of like, eh.
Well, I kind of look at it from this perspective, too. If it was the Pens and the Caps in the conference finals, right? I'm just trying to create something local. And some
think
Caps
of a high
fan.
End, think of not a high end guy. Think of Tanev. Think of a high strung guy.
Right.
And that happened in the stands.
And some Caps fan pours a beer or spills a beer on a Pens fan on purpose.
Go with it.
Get into an altercation. And the Pens fan knocks out these two Caps fans at PPG Paints Arena. And all of a sudden, everybody's like, oh my God, can you believe? And Tanev finds out about it, or any other player, and sends him an autographed jersey and tickets to the next game.
Cringy celebratory.
Yes. Cringy is a good word.
Cringy celebratory. Like, I can get it, but I'm still like, is this what we should? I would clap and go, is this what we should be doing?
That's a good way to put it.
As I'm clapping. Is this, when they bring the guy out
good
at midcourt, is this what we should be doing? But I'm clapping because everybody else is.
Well, and then, again, think about trying to explain to your kids why you're clapping for the dude.
Yeah,
well,
he
stood
guy
up
in the
for
face.
Himself. He stood up for himself, and that part's good. But he also escalated a confrontation in the stands at a game.
So, again, yeah, there's a lot. There is a lot there that's in the middle that I can't figure out.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.